It's now been more than a week since the attempted act of terrorism aboard the flight in Detroit on Christmas Day. On Thursday, I received the preliminary findings of the review that I ordered into our terrorist watch list system and air travel screening. I've directed my counterterrorism and homeland security advisor at the White House, John Brennan, to lead these reviews going forward and to present the final results and recommendations to me in the days to come. As I said this week, I will do everything in my power to make sure our hardworking men and women in our intelligence, law enforcement, and homeland security communities have the tools and resources they need to keep America safe. This includes making sure these communities and the people in them are coordinating effectively and are held accountable at every level. And as president, that's what I'll do. Meanwhile, the investigation into the Christmas Day incident continues, and we're learning more about the suspect. We know that he traveled to Yemen, a country grappling with crushing poverty and deadly insurgencies. It appears that he joined an affiliate of Al-Qaeda, and that this group, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, trained him, equipped him with those explosives, and directed him to attack that plane headed for America. This is not the first time this group has targeted us. In recent years, they've bombed Yemeni government facilities and Western hotels, restaurants, and embassies, including our embassy in 2008, killing one American. So as president, I've made it a priority to strengthen our partnership with the Yemeni government, training and equipping their security forces, sharing intelligence, and working with them to strike Al-Qaeda terrorists. And even before Christmas Day, we had seen the results. Training camps have been struck, leaders eliminated, plots disrupted. And all those involved in the attempted act of terrorism on Christmas must know you too will be held to account.